Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, I decided this year to shoot my own turkey for Thanksgiving.
You did?
I did, yep. I scared the hell out of everybody in the frozen food section of the grocery store. Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah.
I got him!
They failed to see the humor in that, but anyway.
Was it a tom or a hen?
It didn't matter. Yeah.
It was a turkey.
Yeah, that's right. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
We've been threatening to go to Stormy's every year and shoot our own Thanksgiving turkey, but I don't know that there's a fall season. Isn't it a spring season?
I don't know. We'll have to check in on that.
Yeah, we will. All right.
And Stormy's been kind of poo-pooing it. He says, turkeys you buy at a store taste better.
A lot better, don't they? Little easier to prepare.
Easier to.
Speaking of preparing a turkey.
Okay, what you got?
Step-by-step guide.
Step-by-step.
Yep, of how 15 steps on how to cook a turkey.
Pay attention.
Here we go. All right. Buy a turkey. That's step number one.
Shoot it.
Yeah. Or go to your grocery store and shoot one in the frozen food aisle.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
Step number two. Have a glass of wine.
Have a glass.
Have a glass. Yeah.
So you're drinking the glass.
Well, right. Yeah. You're not cooking with it.
Okay.
You're actually drinking.
Okay.
Drink a glass of wine.
Got it.
All right. Step number three. Mm-hmm. Stuff the turkey.
Yeah.
I guess with whatever you feel inclined to stuff it with.
That would be stuffing.
Stuffing. Stouffer's stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. You're a stuffing guy.
I am.
I hate stuffing.
What?
I never have. Even with mom's homemade
You're
bread.
You're un-American.
I know. It's true. Sorry.
Shame on you.
Step number four.
Yes.
Have a glass of wine.
Have another glass of wine. I can see a trend.
Can you see where this is going?
I can see a trend. All right.
Next step, glaze the turkey.
Glaze it.
Yep.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next step,
have a glass of wine.
Have a glass of wine.
Got it.
You got it. Do you see where we're headed?
I see.
Next step, put the turkey in the oven.
Wait a minute. We glazed it with what?
Glazed. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
With glaze.
And injected it.
Right? And dropped it in the hot boiling grease.
With a glass of wine. All right. Then we put the turkey in the oven.
Okay.
Right? All right. Then, relax. Have a glass of wine.
Have another glass of wine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait for 4 hours.
And then this is where the important part comes.
Oh, all right? Okay. Pay attention.
The next step is to turk the bastie.
too many martinis.
We're going to turk the bastie.
Okay.
And then we're going to wine a glass of another git.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're there.
Yeah.
We're there.
Right? Okay. Yes. Then go through every drawer in the kitchen looking for a meat thermometer.
A meat thermometer. Okay.
Yep. Give up.
Give up.
Glass yourself another pour of wine.
Yeah. All righty.
Yeah, right. Yes. Then bake the wine for 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take the oven out of the turkey.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
You got the oven out of the turkey?
Yeah.
All right. Then tet the sable.
Tet the sable. Okay.
With all the fine china. Then grab another wattle of bine.
Right.
Yes. And then turk the carvey.
Turk the carvey.
Got a great
Dinner
show
is served.
Coming at us here. Oh, Hannah Houston, Curly Musgrave, Joni Harms, Ken Curtis, D.W. Grothy, but let's start with Bill Barwick.
Yeah.
Colorado Cowboy.
Way out on the mountain, there ain't nobody counting exactly when the cowboy's gonna fly. When you hear the thunder, there ain't no need to wonder. You saddled up, headed for the sky. 'Cause he's a Colorado cowboy, no sod-busting plowboy, wild as the Rockies he rides. Cougar in the canyon, the devil's own companion, riding with the fire in his eyes. Mother's on the hillside, he's coming like a landslide. Lock your doors, look out down below. I know you think you taught her, but you better hide your daughter, 'cause I'll guarantee you something's gonna blow. 'Cause he's a Colorado cowboy and a sod-busting plowboy, wild as the Rockies he rides. A cougar in the canyon, the devil's own companion, riding with the fire in his eyes. Some night you might see him tailed to the east wind, silhouetted there against the moon. Howling like a coyote, he's hitting every high note, telling you he'll be returning soon. 'Cause he's a Colorado cowboy and a sod-busting plowboy, wild as the Rockies he rides. A cougar in the canyon, the devil's own companion, riding with the fire in his eyes. 'Cause he's a Colorado cowboy and a sod-busting plowboy, wild as the Rockies he rides. A cougar in the canyon, the devil's own companion, riding with the fire in his eyes. Riding with the fire in his eyes.
Ooh, that's good stuff from The Voice.
Ooh, yeah, The Voice.
That's right. That song was written by Baxter Black,
by the way.
Yeah.
Well, yep,
Baxter Black wrote that song. When you asked Baxter how he became a cowboy poet, he said, I'd never intended to be a cowboy poet. I thought I was a songwriter.
Okay.
Yeah. So he started out writing songs and singing songs.
Singing songs.
Then found out he had a pretty good talent for entertaining everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what a talent.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah. I'm glad he never really caught on with the singer-songwriter thing, because we'd have really missed out.
You better believe it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, in some of the stories Bax tells, we've heard from our dad.
From our dad, you know, because they chewed a lot of the same dust.
Yeah, he hit the Simplot circuit down there.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. He knew Pop Elquist.
He did.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Everybody knows Pop.
Everybody knows Pop Elquist,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
I digress.
We kind of veered off.
We're reminiscing
just
here,
a little bit, and that's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, we're being thankful.
We're giving thanks, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, we may have done this 30-day gratitude challenge before, but we're going to start from the end.
Again.
We're going to start from the end and work our way to the front. And
okay, well,
it'll sound like it's new.
That's like tasting the burkey.
Yeah, right? Turk the bastie.
Yeah, Turk the bastie.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So we're going to go along with this 30-day challenge. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
You folks keep score at home.
Right.
All right? So you do it as well.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, it's a good thing to do.
So first thing we need to be grateful for and talk about is something that you are passionate about.
Ooh, passionate.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would have to go along with my God and Country right there.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Definitely very passionate about patriotism.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and it is our responsibility to pass that on. Yeah. And if we're not, shame on you.
It's our it's our fault, and it doesn't take many generations to lose it.
Oh no! Yeah, you're looking at least one generation,
and it'll be gone. That's right.
Yeah.
Be grateful for a compliment that you have received.
Well, now that's a toughie.
That is a tough one.
I don't get many compliments.
Well, like I said, I got to go back to this one when the old feller says, you know, you're not as big as you say you are on the radio.
Right. That is true.
That's a compliment.
That's a compliment. Left-handed compliment right there.
Well,
and you stink pretty, right?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, we receive compliments all the time.
We do, yeah.
Folks, enjoy Clear Out West Radio Show.
I'm very grateful for them.
And we're grateful for the compliments.
Absolutely,
thank you.
Absolutely,
you bet.
Yes.
Something that brings you hope.
Brings me hope.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to say, if we're teaching our kids right, the next generation
brings me hope.
My grandkids.
The future, the next generation. Yeah.
Bring me hope.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids are doing a fine job.
Yes, they are.
Every generation hopes that the next generation does better than they did.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be much.
No.
I don't know if we're doing any better than our parents, but...
Oh.
our kids are definitely doing better than we are.
We got some good kids.
Yes, we do. Hey, we need to ditch out to a commercial right now. But when we come back, D.W. Grothy is going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.